Welcome to the Aeronauts Podcast, dear listeners, where we go nuts about aviation. My name is Boss, and together with me, Aldrich, Vincent, are going to be discussing about Airbus. So let's just do a brief hello to everybody. So hi, Vincent. Hi, Aldrich. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay, so far, I just started my new internal job at my airline. I've been also going for some classes as well.
You know when you say my airline, it's like you actually opened up an airline and all both of us are working there lah.
No, it's okay.
Okay. How about you, Vincent? How was your week?
Nothing much. I took a break from golf, so most of the time spending my time at home. And at the same time, missing Aldrich.
We actually do miss you. There was always something missing when we were doing the previous podcast. I think listeners also are aware about it. So, yeah, I would say that. On my end, it's been a crazy week in a sense where... Yeah, also working. And I almost met Aldrich at my workplace, and yet we didn't get to meet. That's a sad, sad moment, guys. So then, Vincent, why did you tone down on your goals?
I've been playing too much golf, getting darker.
Okay. Aldrich, how do you find your new job? How do you find it exciting? How do you find it, you know?
For me, to experience it in another way, it's something new for me, a new experience, and then got to do another new type of job in the cabin of the aircraft, and a bit fun lah, to say, but I still prefer to be in the cockpit anyway.
So how do you find you're working with aircrafts right now, so how do you feel? Do you still have your enthusiasm and all this?
Yeah, I'm still am.
Okay, that's good. Actually, I also noticed that you're posting pictures of the aircraft that you're working on your Facebook wall, and you're changing. And then again, I see the picture with you with the jacket.
The Top Gun jacket.
Yes, the Top Gun jacket. And interestingly, Vincent also tagged me in a Top Gun tag. I'm a little bit lost, but you know what? I'll just buy it, you know. All right. So then, we are actually going to be talking about Airbus, based on the previous discussion we had. So what is Airbus, guys? What do you think about Airbus?
Airbus is an international pioneer in the aerospace industry, a leader in designing, manufacturing, and delivering aerospace products, services, and solutions to customers on a global scale. Manufacture and deliver industry-leading commercial aircraft, helicopters, military transports, satellites, and launch vehicles, as well as providing data services, navigation, secure communications. To the aviation industry in the world.
All right. So having said that, since we are specifically talking about passenger aircrafts, so we will get into that. How about you, Vincent? What is Airbus to you?
To me, what makes Airbus famous is basically AirAsia. They made it. You know, they've been using only Airbus all the way till now, you know, since they started. So... Yeah, I mean, in Malaysia itself, the 320, the 330, I mean, even the 380s are well-known all around the world.
That's Airbus. All right. So, when did they actually started Airbus? When did they actually launch Airbus? So, let's go through a little bit of a history since we are talking about Airbus.
Airbus, a European aircraft manufacturing consortium formed in 1970 to fill a market for short to medium range high capacity jetliners. The A300 was developed to fill the market for short to medium range high capacity aircraft. It was the first wide-body airliner to be equipped with only two engines for better operating economics. The Airbus A320 program was launched in 1984 and was designed as a narrow-body short to medium-range aircraft that incorporated numerous technical innovations, most notably its fly-by-wire computer-based flight controls.
All right. Yeah, how about you, Vincent?
Yeah, Audrey has been covering most of the thing, but I would say...
All right.
I will only add on that, you know, when Airbus launched the A320, basically the A320 is a primary competitor Boeing, the 737 that everyone knows of. When the Airbus developed this aircraft, they made most of the cockpit systems similar, very similar to each other, to one another. So so when you want to train a crew, you know, because crew, they have different kind of rating for you have explained it before, I guess. It makes it easier for the crew to actually be trained on.
It's something like a cross crew training, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, like there is practicality to it. So yeah, I mean, it makes crew much more simplified, in other words, right? Okay, so now earlier Aldrich mentioned that it's a combination of various countries, right? So may I know who are the specific countries again for the consortium?
Mainly, the civil aeroplane business is conducted through the French company Airbus, based in Blagnac, suburb of Toulouse, France, with production and manufacturing facilities mostly in Europe, like France, Germany, Spain, United Kingdom, but also China, the US, United States, and Canada. Final assembly production based in Toulouse, France, Hamburg, Germany, Sevilla, Spain, Tianjin, China, United States, and Montreal in Canada.
But if I'm not mistaken, the one that is in China is Airbus 320 plant, if I'm not mistaken. Is it true?
I think so. I think China is buying a lot of Airbus A320. That's why they put the assembly line there to help help production, I think.
Yeah.
If not, okay.
All right. So thank you very much for both of your answers. Okay, let's proceed to the next. So now, I believe y'all are familiar with the type of, the particular models of Airbus that they actually have. So who would like to say it? How many types do they have and what are the types?
Commercial usage, currently there are a couple of got 5 aircraft for commercial usage, you know. There'll be an Airbus A220, Airbus A320, the 330, the 350, and lastly the 380. So basically from 220 up to 380, the difference is that the capacity of the seats of the passengers. So 220 can go up maximum up to about 160 passengers, whereas A380 can actually sit up to maximum of 853 passengers, if they can, you know, squeeze everyone into it. But of course it's not logical to do that.
But this is after careful consideration of the safety 90-second exit, is it? Or is just a stipulated number according to Airbus?
This maximum capacity is given by Airbus, but most of the commercial airlines, they don't use up to the, you know, they don't put it up to the max. So like 220, let's say, you know, maximum recommended is 160, but some of the airliners are only putting it up like 130 seats. It's also for the comfort of the passengers.
Yeah, true. I understand that you mentioned from the A220s onwards. How about the 300s and the 310s?
About the A300s and A310s, the difference is the flight control system, I think. Other than that, they converted one of the aircraft to a freighter, is it cargo? Cargo hauler, I think. Not noise
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, the 300 series and the 310s, they have been converted from passenger to freight. Similarly, lately, they also launched the 330s for cargo operations as well. So they have a freshly built cargo freighter as well. And as per passenger to cargo conversions, also has been completed. Yeah, well, I have to agree with Ulrich. Yes, they actually did convert them from actual, you know, like hydraulics to fly by wire type of materials from the 310s and the 300s to the Airbus 320 onwards. So thank you to both of y'all. Now then, what are the pros of Airbus? What do you think as for the general public? What are the general pros that an Airbus has overall?
The Airbus crews have the advantage of having a similarity training for a lot of fleets. Like example, the A320 until the A380, because they got a lot of commonality in their aircraft systems, where they just need a short period of time to convert their ratings, because it's almost similar. So they just need a few months or a few weeks like that, something like that. That's a basic ground school. And then I think for me, the handling-wise, it's not to say easy, but it's more pilot-friendly, I think. Is that the word? I'm not sure. But I think it's more easy to handle in a way.
Right. How about you, Vincent? What are the things that you commonly heard about an Airbus? What are the surpluses that they have?
A lot of people... I mean, if you're saying Airbus... Basically, flying, I don't fly an Airbus, you know, plane, but basically flying an Airbus is like driving an automated car as compared to Boeing, which is like, you know, people compare it to a manual car. What makes Airbus different is based on currency and exchange rates. So when someone, like let's say an airline wants to purchase a Boeing aircraft, Boeing normally quote them a price, and when that price comes, the total bill is actually only quoted in US dollars. Whereas for Airbus, the pricing can be done not only in US dollar, but they can be a bit more flexible, unlike Boeing. So if let's say they are to cater for an air company in Asia, so they'll provide them with maybe that country's currency. So in a way, depending on the currency's fluctuation between the acceptance of the order and also the delivery of the aircraft, so eventually in a way it can also result in either giving Airbus an extra profit or giving Airbus an extra expense. Depends. It really depends on the currency. Whereas Boeing is set fixed on dollars only.
Okay, I didn't see that aspect, but yeah, what you say is true. I mean, it makes more sense. All right, so now, since we have spoken about the pros about Airbus, how about the cons of Airbus?
I would say the cons of Airbus is that the aircraft is easy to handle or manage. I mean, pilots are nowadays saying that they're losing a bit of basic flying handling skills, I think. Because it's more to fly by wire, as it says, the computer will like handle the most of the controls from the pilots. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I
know. How about you, Vincent? Well, what's your take on this?
In short, based on what Audrey said, in short, you're comparing an automated car and a manual car. I would say. The real difference is that you have to manage. If you're flying the Airbus, you're managing the airplane instead of flying the airplane. Whereas, as compared to other makers, you know, you're actually flying the airplane instead of managing the airplane.
Oh, okay.
Actually, they made the aircraft more so-called more safer to fly and manage as well. They say that Airbus is much more a safer plane.
In a way, that what they're trying to do is like to minimize the crew's workload.
When you say like minimizing crew's workload? Are they minimizing errors caused by human factors, or they're actually reducing workload in that sense?
I mean, they're trying to be both, basically, you know, like certain, like we have mentioned, the critical phases of flight.
Mm-hmm. You know,
if automation can do it, why not leave the automation to do it? I mean, in my point of view, I'm not saying...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because this is like business point of view, if you lose one aircraft, you're losing millions of dollars there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So safety of course is the priority, but I think if things can be done automated, why not? And if it's safe enough, and like I said, why not?
Earlier, Aldrich mentioned that pilots are losing their touch when they're flying in Airbus. I would disagree. I don't think so. That's only specifically Airbus. Probably it's all automated aircraft that has autopilot. Probably that's, you know, I would actually say that. So,
I think the word for it is feedback from the controls, because likewise the side stick on Airbus, you don't have any feedback. You don't have the fast feedback from the controls. As Boeing, you can feel the aircraft, or you can feel the controls. It's like what Vincent said, like driving a manual car and
now I understand what you're trying to say. All right. So it's something like you're comparing to a power steering and a non-power steering, where when you're driving fast, you know, in a non-power steering car, you get to feel, you know, the car where you want to turn, you know, you can adjust it. However, when you come to a power steering type of car, well, you know, it's very delicate, and your estimation to feel the aircraft in that sense is lesser. Am I correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. So now, gentlemen, where is Airbus heading? Where do you believe that the company is actually heading right now?
Based on I actually took this from the Airbus website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Airbus just recently revealed three concepts of the world's first zero-emission commercial aircraft, mm-hmm. which they are predicting to enter service by 2035.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're trying to do is that to achieve zero-emission flight, and now exploring various technology pathways and aerodynamic configurations in order to support the company's ambition of leading the way in the decarbonization of the entire aviation industry. Basically zero carbon.
Zero carbon emissions.
Yep.
Okay.
And what they're exploring is that, you know, they're relying on hydrogen as a primary power source.
Mm-hmm.
In which Airbus believe that it holds exceptional promise as a clean aviation fuel, and is likely to be a solution for not only aviation, also be for the aerospace and also other industries, for those that are trying to, you know, be a climate changer. So based on what the CEO said, Airbus CEO actually mentioned that, you know, I quote, "These concepts will help us explore and mature the design and layout of the world's first climate neutral zero emission commercial aircraft, which mm-hmm. we aim to put service by 2035. So the transition to hydrogen as a primary power source for these concept planes will require decisive actions from the entire aviation ecosystem. And together with the support from government and industrial partners, we can rise up to this challenge to scale up renewable energy and hydrogen for the sustainable future of the aviation industry."
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so basically what they're trying to do is like basically save the environment and go green, you know.
Oh, okay. So explaining about that, do you believe that the hydrogen thing would be a great success, or how? What's your opinion from the both of you?
I mean, no, they are predicting to be 2035, which is what, another 14, 15 years. Okay. Yeah, 14 to 15 years. So I would say it's possible, provided that they have done their research carefully. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think they might have been doing it right now. It's just that, you know, it's not a decisive kind of a decision.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, who knows, you know, future. You never know, tomorrow you might die too, so.
I would agree with that. You actually don't know. So yes. All right. How about you, Aldrich? What's your take in this?
Yeah, like what Vincent said, Airbus is moving towards this climate-friendly change and towards hydrogen propelled planes. I guess in by 2035, they will be ready because they will have ample time to do the research and experiment on this and learn and innovate as Airbus has always done, innovate and upgrade their technologies or something like that.
So now, based on your knowledge, what is the aircraft that made Airbus like known to the world, like very famous, and everyone wants a piece of Airbus? What is it?
A very simple tagline: everyone can fly.
Which is what aircraft? Yes. So, A320. Based on your personal opinion, why do you think it's an A320 and why not a 330 or a 350?
Yeah, economy wise, is very good for short and medium range. Routes for those airlines who are doing low cost business. So it's very, they make a lot of money for them. So I guess it's that.
But having saying like that, I mean, all airlines want to get a big profit, a big chunk of it. So why is it that specifically budget airlines or low cost carriers would like to prefer a 320 rather than a 73?
This is all all come down to the financial deal and also what Airbus actually offered the airlines. So yeah, maybe the airline decided to go with Airbus is because Airbus offered them at a, you know, at a reasonable price or price that they is too hard to actually resist as compared to Boeing. Maybe Boeing decided, okay, I set at this price, this is the price that I want. You know, there's no more additional discount for you, kind of thing.
In marketing wise also, like, because it depends on how Airbus do their marketing and attract their airline customers as well.
True. All right, now, so having said that the A320 is one of the company, one of the Airbus's hot cakes that is being sold. So what do you believe could be the possible hot cakes that will be upcoming for Airbus?
I'm guessing if airliners were to, you know, once the COVID ends and a lot of airliners are looking to make some money, I think the 350 might be the way to go.
I read recently the Ethiopian Airlines are using the A350s to haul cargo also as well so that they can use the fleet to efficiently to carry cargo and make money for their airline.
But they're doing the passenger to cargo conversion, right? It's not like an actual they convert like a full cargo, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. What's your opinion on the A320neo XLR?
A320neo XLR?
Yes.
I thought it's 321.
Oh, sorry, my apologies. A321 XLR, yes. So what is your opinion about that?
For me, because Airbus knows that they can make money out of their A320s, or so-called A321 CEO, the current engine ones, then they revamped a same aircraft, but re-engined the aircraft and make it longer to carry more passengers. Or to fly longer routes, means longer range, more endurance.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So what is just now you meant? Okay, so since there is the NEO and I mean the NEOs and the CEO, so what are the differences?
Mostly the differences are obvious. Is the engines? The engines are a little bit bigger, and I think that the turbine blades also designed in a 3D like shape or something like that. And the fuel economy is much better than the NEO is much better than the CEO.
The NEO is better than the CEO. Okay.
Yeah, slightly better fuel efficiency.
Okay, so what does the NEO and the CEO actually stands for, actually?
Okay, for NEO, it stands for New Engine Option, mm-hmm. and CEO is the current engine option. Likewise, also means that the CEO is the older engine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you for that explanation. So let's go to the next. So any idea of which airlines uses specifically all Airbus here? Any idea? I know one particular airline in Malaysia, but just for the sake of
everyone can fly.
So what is it? What airlines do you know? All right. And any other?
JetBlue.
Okay, yes. I'm sure there's more than one airline. Two airlines. Come on, people.
Air Mauritius.
Okay. And? VietJet actually does have all an Airbus fleet. Yes. And one more?
Yeah. I forgot.
Okay,
that.
I know one personally. It's actually Sri Lankan Airlines. Yeah, so yeah, these are the current airlines. So probably as what you mentioned, the reason why most of these airlines actually prefer choose an all Airbus fleet is like what y'all mentioned earlier, right? They want crew management training would be lesser, and you know all these things. Also, the practicality is there, So I understand. So thank you very much about that. So how is the competition between Boeing and Airbus? So how intense is it?
Just imagine Aldrich and his girlfriend having a bet. They come, then they had an argument. That's how intense it is.
Oh, wow. So when you put it that way, speaking commercial-wise, so how intense is it?
If you want to get a customer, basically, you got to offer them a better offer as compared to your competitor to get the sales done. Basically, that's it. So, like you said, 320, 737, both are good planes. It's just that, you know, what kind of offer they can actually throw in for the airlines.
What about you, Ald?
I don't know. I know basically they're trying to win orders against each other, and then that's mostly about it. And then because recently the 77 made a huge, huge fiasco. So now everybody is turning into the A320 instead of the 77 Max.
All right, so there you have it, folks. This is basically what the Airbus is all about. This is a fun fact for all of y'all. If you have noticed, the Airbus aircrafts actually have a numbering behind the engine series. For example, A330-313. So I'm sure some of y'all would have been a little bit curious what does the 313 behind stand for. So yes, so the 3 normally is referring to the type of series that they're actually having. The 1 represents the engine that they're actually representing. So normally 0 is for General Electric, 1 is for Pratt and Whitney, and 2 will be normally referred to as a Rolls-Royce engine. And preceding that, the last digit actually also plays a role where they will tell the type or the version of the engine. So there's always a version 1, version 2, version 3. So that is the numbers that are following, guys. So if you want more further details, feel free to actually refer to the website that we have. So there, gentlemen, we have come to our conclusion. So who would like to finish?
What today's topic, we talked about Airbus, we covered what Airbus is all about, what the company, how the company actually started. Thereafter, we actually said that what makes Airbus, you know, as compared to Boeing. Yeah, and also we touch a lot on Everyone Can Fly, and also the types of aircraft they actually have that is flying currently actively flying around the world, and also what we are expecting from them in the next 20 to 30 years. Yeah, and lastly, you give a little fun fact.
So then I believe that's about it. So thank you very much. On the preceding episode, we will be actually talking about Boeing specifically. Similar to how we actually spoke about Airbus today, we'll be talking about Boeing. So then, other than that, thank you very much, gentlemen, for having this discussion again. Looking forward to joining you all in the next episode. Have a good evening. This is from us, from Aeronauts. So please feel free to follow us on Aeronauts and our social medias at Instagram, Twitter, as well as Facebook, with the same user ID of AER0NUTS at AER0NUTS. Looking forward to hear your feedback. And to all dear Muslim listeners, we would like to wish you a safe fasting and safe breaking fast as well. And thank you very much and have a good day. Good day to you, gentlemen.